This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The government today approved the construction of 6-lane road tunnel for National Highway 148AE in Delhi, connecting Dwarka Expressway with Nelson Mandela Marg, Vasant Kunj. Briefing media in the national capital today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the government has also approved the construction of the 117.7-kilometre Kanpur-Kabrai section of National Highway 34 in Uttar Pradesh as a 4-lane access-controlled corridor with structures designed to easily upgrade to 6 lanes.
Today, the cabinet approved 2 major decisions, both related to highway infrastructure. The first addresses a long-pending demand in Delhi for improved connectivity between the National Highway Corridor and Vasant Kunj. Several efforts had been made over the years, and today, those proposals have finally been approved. The project involves the construction of 6-lane Dwarka Tunnel at an estimated cost of 6,970 crore rupees. The second decision is related to Uttar Pradesh. The cabinet has approved the construction of 4-lane access-controlled highway between Kanpur and Kabrai, forming part of the corridor connecting Kanpur with Bhopal. Project has an estimated cost of 7,145 crore rupees. In addition, significant improvements have also been planned for the subsequent sections of the corridor.
Section ka bhi usme bahut sara improvement hai.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asked the High-Level Committee on Demographic Changes to submit its recommendations at the earliest. Mr. Shah gave the direction during a meeting with the committee in New Delhi. The committee informed the Home Minister that they will visit various states and union territories to obtain first-hand information on demographic changes and interact with the various administrations. They will also hold consultations with central government ministries to gather feedback on issues related to demographic changes. Prime Minister of Japan, Sanai Takaichi, will arrive in New Delhi this evening on a 3-day visit to India. This will be the first official visit of Prime Minister Takaichi to India. She will attend the 16th India-Japan Annual Summit tomorrow with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said Digital India Initiative has redefined governance, empowered citizens and accelerated all-round development. On completion of 11 years of the initiative, the Prime Minister said Digital India empowered the poor and the underprivileged and made life easier for millions. The ambitious Digital India program of the government was launched on this day in 2015. Increased wages under the Viksit Bharat Jiramji Act 2025 became effective across the country from today. According to the notification issued by the Rural Development Ministry, wage rates have been enhanced across all states and union territories. The ministry said for the first time, an interim base wage rate of 300 rupees per day has been introduced, ensuring that no notified wage under the program falls below this level. Union Ministers Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Kiran Rijiju, accompanied by Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu, conducted an aerial survey of flood-hit areas in the state on the second day of their high-level assessment tour today. The team first surveyed Pasighat in East Siang District, one of the worst affected regions, before visiting Boeing Village to assess the damage on the ground. Following their evaluation in Arunachal Pradesh, Union Ministers Chauhan and Rijiju crossed over into neighbouring Assam to inspect flood-ravaged sectors in that state. Maharashtra's capital Mumbai is witnessing heavy rainfall. Waterlogging has been reported from several low-lying areas. Heavy showers in the eastern and western suburbs have disrupted traffic. The Maharashtra Mantralaya has issued a warning of heavy rainfall at isolated places in Mumbai city, Mumbai suburbs, Palghar and Thane districts over the next few hours. The India Meteorological Department has said that the southwest monsoon is likely to advance over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh and Punjab during the next 2 days. The IMD has also issued an orange alert for heavy rainfall in Uttar Pradesh and Bihar. India wicketkeeper batter Ishan Kishan has replaced teammate Abhishek Sharma as the world's number one T20 international batter in the latest ICC player rankings update released today. The left-handed batter's rise to the summit has been fueled by his outstanding performances at the ICC T20 World Cup earlier this year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.